Cause you could be the one that I love. I could be the one that you dream of. A message in a bottle is all I can do. Standing there hoping it gets to you. You could be the one that I keep and die. I could be the reason you can't sleep at night. A message in a bottle is all I can do. Standing there hoping it gets to you. Never done a message in a bottle? What's the point? The chances of it being picked up by anyone good, millions to one. Most people on a beach are arseholes. So many idiots, you know? Half of them, the only reason they're going into the sea is to have a piss or a shit. Scum. I don't want anyone like that to pick up my carefully crafted message in a bottle with a message of hope. I don't know. I don't want to give you guys hope. It's you people that have ruined this once green and pleasant land and have, on every beach in this country, put overpriced trampolines, shit sandwich shops. You know, you don't know what I'm talking about if you're not in the UK. Beaches are things to avoid. Shit shops, million shitting kids. The only message I want to send to these people is go home. Go home. Go home and get some manners and a fucking weather forecast. Why are you even at a British beach? What, to complain about the weather? You've got your coat on and you're surrounded by windbreaks. You can't just be here to freeze your tits off and then enjoy the saltiest shit in the world. The saltiest toilet in the world. Come to the beach. Anyway, so yeah, never send a message in a bottle. You know, I mean, and these days, not really very environmentally friendly, is it? You know, even if the bottle is recycled, you know, the chances are that the bottle is going to end up in a, I don't know, in a whale's mouth. And no inspirational message is going to go down nicely if you're choking to death on it. But of course, the sentiment of a message in a bottle is a good one. And many of us are trying to work out the best thing to do to send a message of hope and solidarity to Ukraine. You know? How do you do that? A message in a bottle? Not really the best idea. It's not going to reach them. You know, Putin will put a stop to that. So what do? Change our profile picture to a Ukraine flag. Well, that's fine, of course, but I'm not sure Putin is going to see 1,000 of them and think, oh, it's 1,000 now, let's call it off, you know. Organising a benefit concert if you're a famous artist. Arguably, you're just trying to make it about you, but, you know. Why not have no benefit concert and just send them the money? Well, all that, no. That's the old cynical Nathan Cassidy that used to be. Coming together doing comedy for the last couple of days has been exactly what I need to do, what we all need to do, you know? We're scared. We all don't know what we can do. And all we can do is come together and love each other and have fun. Yes, what I'm saying is the solution to all this is buy tickets to my shows. That's basically what I'm saying. The last few shows, I've felt awful about the state of the world, and the audience have felt awful too, you know, not during my comedy. We've come together, we've loved each other, you know? And that's a message that we'll get through. Togetherness, love, and solidarity. Love, solidarity, all the stuff you can't bottle will beat the poison, and all the stuff you can. Lots of love.